Good afternoon, and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now open your Bibles, open your minds, and join in the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm the host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock right here on AM 1220, The Word. I hope you'll be able to stick with us here this afternoon. And, well, we're going to talk about a couple of things here today, and I do want to encourage you that we still have time to try and hold our elected officials in Columbus accountable in our effort to protect unborn children here in Ohio. So we'll be talking about that here a little bit here this afternoon as well. But before we do that, let's go ahead and open our program here with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you again for the opportunity to be on the air today. Pray that you would bless the program. Help us to be a blessing and encouragement to somebody. Help us to point people that are searching to Christ. Help us encourage believers in our walk with you. And again, use the program for your purpose and for your glory today. And we just want to thank you, for it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, like I said, good to be with you. I'm Pastor Al Davis, pastor of the Richfield Bible Baptist Church, and we certainly invite you to come out and visit us. We're in Richfield, Ohio, obviously, and we meet in a little commercial space on Wheatley Road, actually between 77, Interstate 77 and 271, and actually the corner of Wheatley and Brecksville Road. But you can find us there at 4174 Wheatley Road. And like I said, we're in a commercial space. Don't look for a building and a steeple. Look for Suite 200. And you'll find us there. We have a Bible study every Friday night. We certainly invite you to come out tonight. And it's an informal Bible study. And you bring questions, and we just we go through people's questions about the Bible and current events in light of God's Word. Starts at 7 o'clock, runs to about 9. And we usually have a good time of fellowship, number of people there. We have refreshments. And like I said, it's just an informal time. And they give you an opportunity to just share some fellowship with fellow believers and to ask those questions that you've always been wondering about. So we encourage you to check us out sometime if you're not doing anything on a Friday night. And then, of course, our regular services are every Sunday morning. We have our morning service at 11 o'clock. I'm currently preaching through the Gospel of John. And then on Sunday evenings at 6 o'clock, I'm currently preaching through the Book of Proverbs. And so we have other things as well that we do, but those are the main things that we mention and invite you. If you don't have a church of your own, or you're looking for a church that preaches the Word of God, and you're somewhere in the Akron-Cleveland area, we're midway between Akron and Cleveland in northern Summit County, we'd love to have you visit us. And of course, thanks to Pastor Lutz for allowing me to fill in for him last week on his program. Hope you were listening in the last half hour. He's on every Friday from 1 o'clock until 1:30. And, of course, he's got a great church, North Coast Baptist Church, out in Lakewood, Ohio, on the west side. And then following us will be Pastor Rusnacko, Andy Rusnacko. Of course, pastors the Bible Baptist Temple in Euclid, and another great church out on the east side. And so there's other great churches around as well, but we certainly invite you to come check us out. All right. Well, also I want to point out, check us out online, livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And if you do that, you can learn a little bit more about me. You can listen to some of our past programs. You can listen to our Sunday night programs. We're on every Sunday night right here on AM 1220 from 10 o'clock until midnight. We have 2 hours, and you're more than welcome to join us on Saturday night with your questions about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word. We do a lot of questions there. And of course, we do questions here on Friday afternoon. Sometimes we have guests and sometimes we have other things that we're looking at. But we also do spend some time with your questions. And I'll go ahead and give out that phone number where you can call us at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Gets you on the air here this afternoon. And before we do actually have a caller, it looks like, coming in. But before we get to our caller, I just want to remind you, pray about House Joint Resolution 1. This is the resolution that will requires a 60% vote in order to pass an amendment to the Ohio Constitution. Right now, Ohio Constitution is very easy to amend. 50% of the vote plus one vote. That could work out to like 50.01% of the vote or something. But it's very simple or easy in that sense. But the state constitution should be harder to amend. It's much harder to amend the United States Constitution and a great many of the state constitution, much harder to amend. But the reason that we're pushing this right now, and let me encourage you to contact your state representative today. I know it's Friday, and I know they're getting ready to close up for the weekend down in Columbus. Excuse me. But we've got basically 1 week to get this passed in the House and on the, so it'll be on the August budget, or budget ballot, I'm sorry, on the August ballot, thinking about the budget deal. Speaker Stevens has indicated that he would bring it to a vote if there's 60 votes promised to support it. And my understanding is we have the 60 votes and probably then some. And he's dragging his feet because, well, the pro-death camp that put him in the speaker's position, it put him there, I believe, to keep this off from the ballot before they can pass their abortion amendment in November. And the abortion amendment would effectively remove all of Ohio's pro-life gains over the last several decades and make Ohio one of the most pro-death states in the nation, enshrined in our state constitution. Abortion on demand for virtually any reason up until the moment of birth, and no parental input or advice or acknowledgement or anything, input as well for minors. And this is a travesty that even we'd even have to be talking about this. But Stevens could have brought this to a vote in January, and it would be on the ballot this coming Tuesday. This Tuesday is an election day in Ohio, and we would be voting on it this Tuesday had Speaker, had Representative Derek Marins become the Speaker, as was what's supposed to have happened. All the Republicans had pledged their support for him. We had a Republican supermajority in the House, and 22 of the Republicans betrayed the conservatives and the pro-life voters in Ohio, and they sided with every single one of the Democrats. Not one Democrat failed to vote for Stevens. They sided with them, and they put him there. And the Democrats did not do this because they love life, because they love the unborn children. They did this because they want to ensure that Ohio becomes a pro-death state. So pray about this. We can stop this. We have a chance of stopping this if Stevens brings this House General Resolution 1 to a floor vote as soon as they can, as in this coming week, next week. It has to be done by then, really, in order to ensure that we can get it on the May ballot. Now, there may be a chance that it can go a little bit longer, but I don't think it can go much longer than next week. I think next week is going to be about it. So call the Speaker's office, 614-466-1366. That's 614-466-1366. You can go online to Ohio ohiohouse.gov. That's ohiohouse.gov. And if you click on that page, you can find the link for the members and go down to all members. And you can look up speaker or Jason Stevens and click on his name, his picture, and it'll take you to his Ohio House page. And from there, you can click on the contact tab and you can send him a message urging him to support life and to vote or to bring HJR1 to a floor vote next week. And while you're at it, find your representative and click on him and tell him that you want, or him or her, that you want them to vote for HJR1 when it comes to the floor. You can do this and help protect the unborn children in Ohio in the future. This is very important. That's why I've been pushing this over the last couple of weeks. We've trying various ways to do this. We'll be talking more about it again later on, but with that, we're going to get to some other things here. As I said, our number is 888-677-9673, and we've got John calling in here this afternoon. And John, welcome to the program today.
Thank you, sir. I just have a real quick question.
Yes, sir.
In the Bible, as I'm reading, I hear the word, I see the word divers a lot. It's referring to like divers weights and measures. Divers places. In Psalms 105 today, there was, it talked about divers, but I forget what is, what exactly does the word divers mean? Because I thought I knew what it meant, because I thought it was like a false, when it said weights and measures, I was thinking, okay, false balances, false weight and measures. But then it talks about divers places. What exactly does the word divers mean?
Right, right. And when we look at it, you know, it looks at some point like you're talking about like a diver, like somebody diving in the water, but that's not what it is. It's really diverse and is basically what it is. It's an older English word. It basically, it's diverse. Divers is essentially the same as diverse. And the idea, like, just looking it up here, Deuteronomy 22:9 says, "Thou shalt not sow thy vineyard with diverse seeds, lest the fruit of thy seed which thou hast sown and the fruit of thy vineyard be defiled." And, you know, that's kind of interesting that that's the first one that's there. Then there's other ones. But I was just thinking about this when I was in college. I had a botany minor with my biology degree. But I had a botany minor. And I can remember talking about, we were talking one time in school or in college about, you know, how sometimes plants will cross with each other. And there's some problems that can happen when you raise one crop next to another crop, because a lot of our agricultural crops are some form of grass, like wheat and oats and corn and you know, things like that. They're some type of a grass, and sometimes when they're near each other, they can cross-pollinate, and the resulting plant might not be that good, or the resulting, you know, grain or whatever. And it can happen with other crops as well, not just grains, but also fruit trees and different things. And so when he uses that word diverse, in a sense, you can read it as diverse. Thou shalt not sow thy vineyard with diverse seeds in that sense, because there's going to be a problem. I mean, he recognizes a biological fact there. You might get some cross-pollination there amongst some things that are, it's going to reduce the quality of what you're trying to get, you know, where you planted. And then, of course, the next one's in Deuteronomy 22 as well, just a couple verses later in verse 11, "Thou shalt not wear a garment of diverse sorts as of woolen and linen together." And then just did a search here, Deuteronomy 25:13, "Thou shalt not have in thy bag diverse weights, a great and a small." And then next verse, "Thou shalt not have in thine house diverse measures, a great and a small," meaning diverse. So when you put that in there, it starts to make a lot of sense, and how the word is used. But it is an interesting thing when you think about the concept. It also pictures, sometimes the separation that we ought to have between us and the world, but it also pictures and indicates the problems when you try to mix unrelated things, such as, Christ and the world. You're going to have problems. A lot of churches have have diverse doctrine where they've mixed the world with the Christian doctrine, and causes problems, doesn't it?
Yes, they do. Pastor Lutz was actually talking about that, about different versions of the Bible,
right,
and how they changed the wording. And I was thinking to myself, my friend has a Bible, and in the verse where it says, "In my Father's house are many mansions," they actually changed the word mansions to dwelling places.
Yes. And sometimes, supposedly, it's supposed to make it clearer, and it's just like some of the new versions change governors to satraps. Well, I certainly find satrap much clearer to understand than governor, don't you?
Yeah.
And in another Bible that I had, somebody had given me a copy of another Bible, and I was just thinking about this as you were saying that, in Genesis 4:1, where it says, "And Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, 'I've gotten a man from the Lord.'" I admit that's pretty confusing, hard to understand, right? I say that tongue in cheek. This Bible had made it easier to understand, and it said that she said, "I have gotten a male human child from the Lord," or something like that. And I thought, well, there, a male human child, that's a lot easier to understand than a man.
Oh, my word.
You just can't figure it sometimes.
Some of the ways they change it could be even more confusing.
Yes.
But I'm glad you straightened this out for me, because I thought I knew what it meant, and then all of a sudden I read the other verse, and it just completely threw me for a loop. I was like, okay, what exactly does this word mean? I was like, all right, Pastor Allen. I waited all week to ask.
I'm glad we didn't have a guest today, and we were able to do that. And spend some time on that.
I appreciate your time, sir.
All right. Well, thank you, John. I appreciate that. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. God bless, and I always enjoy that. So
bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. And you're listening to Live with Pastor Al. We also have Frederica on with us here, joining us. And welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Al. My question is about, in the book of Mark, chapter 15, verse 25, it says that Jesus was on the cross from the third hour, which would be 9 o'clock in the morning, through until 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right.
And in the book of John, it says, John chapter 19, verse 14, it says that Jesus went to the cross on the sixth hour, which would be 12 o'clock. Noon. And so it kind of got me confused. I don't understand it.
We got Mark 15:25, and it was the third hour, and they crucified him. And the other one you said was John
19:14.
And verse 14.
Uh-huh.
And let me just get over to there real quick. And oops, I went to John 14 rather than John 19. That makes a difference now, doesn't it?
It's chapter 19.
Yeah, I went to chapter 14.
Okay.
Let me get to verse 19 here. Verse 14. I'm in the right chapter now. And then he says, "It was the preparation of the Passover, and about the sixth hour he saith unto the Jews, 'Behold your king.'" And this would be when they delivered him to be crucified. When you look at these times, you have to understand there's different ways that the times and everything are calculated. The sixth hour, if you go from midnight until 6 in the morning, that would be the sixth hour, okay?
Yes.
I'm just trying to look at here. Wait a minute, I lost my place. Oops, it's wrong. It doesn't help when you push the wrong button here and you get off. Okay, and about the sixth hour. Yeah, so this hour, or the sixth hour, let me get back here to where I'm at. The ninth hour, of course, would be 3 in the afternoon in Mark 15:33. When the 6 hours come, there was darkness over the whole land till the ninth hour. And I'm doing this without a clock face in front of me. Let me turn around where I can see the clock face. It makes it a lot easier to see it. So 3 is the ninth hour, which means that 9 in the morning is the sixth hour. There we go. And that's the, I had to look at the clock so I can calculate real quick or visual here. So in the sixth hour, this is actually about 9 in the morning, not 6 in the morning.
But how do you get that to be at night? How do you get the sixth hour to be the ninth hour, to be a clock number 9, 9 o'clock in the morning? How does that come to be the sixth hour? Where do you start from for that to be the sixth hour?
You got me here in a moment, and I'm not thinking of the clocks here, and I'm trying to rationalize, or not rationalize, I'm trying to remember how the time goes, because the Jews kept time from sunset to sunset the next day, but their day started at 6 a.m. That was always when the sun came up. Sunrise was always considered 6 a.m., and so by that calculation, 6 a.m., 9 o'clock would be the third hour of the day, the Jewish calculation, and that would make 3 o'clock, that would be the third hour, 1, 2, 3, and that would be the ninth hour for 3 o'clock on the Jewish time thing, okay?
Yes, 12 o'clock noon would be the sixth hour, and thinking that way, right?
12 would be the sixth hour, yeah, and that's when the darkness came over the world in Mark chapter 15.
Yes.
When you calculate from midnight until 6 in the morning, the way the Romans, I believe, would have done it, 6 in the morning, which would have been sunrise, would have been the sixth hour.
Yes.
And
So maybe that's how they come up with this sixth hour. Maybe that's the way they do it.
Yeah, I think that's going by the Romans' time frame, and the other one's by the Jewish way of noting the time.
Okay.
One noting the time from, like I said, from when the sun comes up, which would have been the first hour. And it's also, it was always 6 a.m., regardless of time of year. They didn't have clocks and time zones like we do. The Jewish versus the Romans. The Romans, like I said, if we went from midnight until 6, that would be the 6th hour, and 9 would be the 9th hour going that route. But it gets confusing because we're changing, from one standard to the other as to how they noted the times of the day. And that's where you have to go back and look at the surrounding context and, all the other things that they're talking about. Are they talking about the time of the day? Are they talking about, the time from midnight, the way that the Romans would have done it? So,
Maybe that's the answer to that question. Then.
Yeah. I'm sorry I couldn't be a little clearer on that because,
it helped me out a lot because I read it, but I just didn't understand it. But this does help me to see it a little differently and understand it better.
Yeah.
I just want you to know that I'm so thankful for your programs both on Friday and on Sunday night because I learned so much from you.
Well, I appreciate that.
Thank you very much.
I thank you for that. And thank you for the question, even if I wasn't thinking of the clock times as well as I should have. But certainly, Mark 15, I think looking at as we said, the sixth hour would have been when the darkness came, that would have been about noon. So, 6 hours from the time the sun came up. And then from noon till 3 in the afternoon, it was dark. And then, of course, we see, I don't have time to get into the rest of back in John again, but you do see times and also the reference what they're looking at as well. It gets confusing sometimes. So, but thank you again for the call. I appreciate that. Thank you for everybody listening today. And thanks and God bless. Have a great weekend and join us next time.
You've been listening to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Read articles on a variety of topics by Pastor Al at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to join him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. The Bible Baptist Church meets at 4174 Wheatley Road, Suite 200 in Richfield every Sunday at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m., and then every Friday at 7. You can contact Pastor Al by writing Pastor Al Davis at Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 10 to midnight. And again, next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2, right here on AM 1220, The Word. Late Night Live with Pastor Al is brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.